Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report for Friday, the last day of 2018. We'll be rebroadcasting on Monday, Tuesday, Christmas, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, back on Wednesday. And Richard, you have lots of new information you wanted to disclose today. We might bring on Deborah Tavares because she's disclosed a lot of information today about the accounting practices of these globalist organizations that are planning to terminate much of the human race in the next several years. They've got their plan tied to international ID, to the carbon credits garbage of the environmentalists like Macron in France, who's getting the yellow jacket revolt there, and he actually tried to stop the sale of yellow jackets. This gets pretty insane, doesn't it?
It sure does. Well, they're moving forward. California is getting rid of the Proposition 13 because they've got a supermajority in both of the state houses, and so they're coming after the middle class. Talk about caravans. You're going to have a caravan leaving California pretty soon. But they're relentless. Here in our county, you have to ask for a straw, and you have to return it if you go to a local restaurant. The insanity has reached the utmost. They want to make sure that they grind your will and your choices into the ground so that you're used to abject slavery, while they kill off the people that aren't productive for the state. It's pretty bad.
Right. A lot of people think we're making this up because I call them Bunyan lies. They're so big that most people won't believe them because they think it's a survival mechanism to attack the messenger because the lie is so massive and so evil and so bizarre, it can't be real. It can't be really going on.
Exactly. Yeah, what they do is they want to reach a neutral ground to, the good guys are the people that are trying to accommodate the craziness. They try to accommodate it by reasoning with the crazies. And you can't, once you've totally surrendered your principles, they just keep going half a yard further. And there's no ground. People cannot control their property anymore up here in Pineta Stand. They control the trees. We've got trees that are ancient here. They're 15 years beyond their height growth, and people can't take them out. They have to apply for permits that cost $800, and any real arborist would say that they're dangerous, they're hollow, their roots are shallow.
Ready to fall over on your house in about a high wind, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. And, it just goes on and on. Whether it's a tree in your yard, a sidewalk, if you want to change your water heater, they now require permits in the county of Santa Cruz.
Wow, so in other words, you need a permit to take down a dead tree that could actually kill someone if it falls on them in a high wind, or fall in your house or cause a lot of destruction.
Exactly. Exactly. And their trees that are on county property that are falling over on private property, they do, you know, when the insurance companies ask them for, you know, remuneration because they've been involved in malfeasance by allowing it to happen, allowing eucalyptus trees and dumped swampland, you know, it's remains where the when they dug out the harbor, they planted these eucalyptus trees that are a couple hundred feet high with roots that are, you know, 3.5 feet deep alongside a lagoon. So, I mean, any 8-year-old that has been in a physics class knows the difference between a fulcrum. The fulcrum is right at the base of the tree when you got it going a couple hundred feet high and only 3 or 4 feet of sand. Merely a bird landing can move it. What was it? Archimedes said he could move the world if he could, you know, find a place to stand on using the fulcrum. And, just simple science.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows? And they allow it to happen. But the insurance companies they're not taking the county to task. The insurance companies are in their rate payers to pay the premiums for the damage that goes on. So, you know, it's this government insurance companies, of course, are, you know, one of the biggest abusers of government subsidies and special privileges. It's just amazing, and I understand the state legislature is now today preventing employers to get together to set up their own health insurance policies. So it's so anti-private property and so anti-individual. The state truly is Marxist in every form, and we've got our Gavin Newsom, the new governor, is the perfect Drew administrator for this new state of Pacifica, which is a model on the new Federalist by Nelson Rockefeller and Philip Drew administrator, and Rockefeller's praise of Red China having the most successful revolution. It's occurring right here in the United States through their COGS, or Councils of Governments, which are no more than Soviets. And the whole state is color blocked with these COGS throughout the state, and they are across the country too. I think most people, if they go to their local government, they'll be surprised.
Now, you know the reason for the timing on this, right? There's several reasons. I'm going to converge these together, and we may bring on Deborah on either the next segment or the bottom of the hour, but because she's having lunch right now. The first reason is that work by me and thousands of other doctors are going to conquer disease. 200 years ago, when people ended up in Ellis Island and they came in with TB, they did good evaluations, but they had no treatment for TB. Today we have treatment for TB. But me and my colleagues are literally conquering disease, cancer, heart disease, etc., and will in the next 5 to 20 years conquer the actual disease called aging, which is 90% of the basis of most disease. So not only infectious disease, but aging itself and many degenerative conditions. In fact, a lot of people like that movie Cocoon, put it about 15, 20 years ago, that showed a place where people went and they got younger. And what you're going to see, the population, and the globalists don't want this. If they want life extension, they only want it for the global elite, billionaires and trillionaires.
Oh, yeah, only for themselves.
In fact, I remember, and this is an interesting statement made in Poland when it came out of the Soviet Union, and they wanted to refurbish their healthcare, and they had some more money because they weren't under the same kind of controls. And the Polish people are pretty innovative, so they thought, well, we should put a program in to get people to stop smoking. And then they realized when their actuaries got figured it out that it was going to extend the lifespan of the average population 4.5 years if people stopped smoking, say, in their 20s and 30s. And they realized they couldn't afford it. They couldn't afford to have the population live another 4.5 years longer. Now, you see that with Medicare and Medicaid, these funded programs. The global socialists, like Occasional Cortex, we call her, instead of Ocasio-Cortez, and these other socialists like Beto O'Rourke, that's not really his name is John O'Rourke. Beto is a slang name for somebody with Hispanic background. Or Gavin Newsom, the current new governor of California coming on. What we have is a disastrous situation where these maniacs want to take a funded program, pay for people like me that have paid in for decades, and give it to everybody. Medicare for All, which, by the way, is still broken. And if you have to pay for your additional script plans and Part B and so on, it cost me more than it did when I was on Kaiser, which is a pretty good basic plan, you know, Kaiser Insurance here in California. So it's a significantly more expensive than that. You can't take a broken system and give to everybody unless you're trying to kill them. Or if you kill healthcare, You get doctors in, so you quit, go bankrupt, hospitals close, surgical teams are not there for trauma. People don't understand. The plan by these maniacs may actually destroy the system, and it's not going to come back afterward. And people don't get that, do they?
Well, what they want to do is destroy the means.
They want people my age, 66 and 67, to die rather than having health regeneration technology like I've had, which has helped me get back and get over some very, very major conditions. And the fact is that we do this with our patients now all over the place. We sometimes integrate them with other treatments and specialty clinics like Dr. Jürgen Winkler, Dr. Dan Royal, and others, other places outside the country. The fact is most of the stuff you can do at home, which means if, let's say that even being conservative, let's say if you take our nutrients and our peptides and technology, you're going to extend your life 10 years. The government can't afford you to be around for another 10 years, let alone 50 or 100. That's where we're going, isn't it? And the globalists are panicking over it because they want to control the population. They don't want elderly people with wisdom and lots of money and everything paid off already and tripping or traveling around the world or maybe going back into sports, too. Do they?
No, they treat resources better.
Anytime.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Continue. You sent me an article over my Hotmail, so let's see if I have that here.
This is about the, this is from the New American, and it's the president who obeyed the Constitution, and they're referring to William Howard Taft, and I have a whole different
I bet you do.
Howard Taft.
Yeah, so fill in the details of what's going on.
Okay, well, William Taft, the only office he ever had that was elected was that of the President of the United States. As you know, he's a member of Skull and Bones, and his father, Alfonso Taft, was a co-founder of Skull and Bones itself. And when you go through Dr. Anthony Sutton's expose of America's Secret Establishment, it shows how they help each other, no matter what, whether you're qualified or not. In fact, there was a break-in into the tomb in New Haven, Connecticut by a group called Claw and File, or File and Claw, I'm not sure which, and they got inside the tomb and they found a number of their records, which mimicked many of the sayings and principles of the Illuminati itself.
Right.
They were complaining to the students at Yale University that they were, the university was being taken over, and that those people belonging to Skull and Bones that crawled into this coffin and going through these rituals were the beneficiaries of all these appointments. Well, Taft was appointed after the Mexican or Spanish American War. To head the head Cuba, also to head the Philippines, and of course the Philippines didn't get their independence until 1946. I mean, it was really crazy. And if you just go plainly to Wikipedia, you'll find that his support included progressive reforms by Roosevelt, included the mandated income tax, and the selection of United States senators through popular election. So this is just the opposite of what the Birch Society, which is pretty much behind the New American, is all about. Now, Taft also dipped himself quite heavily into the international affairs. He helped form a thing called the League to Enforce the Peace. And it was to distinguish his group from others that were thoroughly anti-war, that didn't want to, you know, go to Europe and get themselves involved in the European war.
Right.
One of the members of that was Elihu Root, who was the first president of the Carnegie Endowment, and he was also the first chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. So, you know, I find this appalling to see in the New American. When Taft appointed his buddy, well, he appointed two people to Secretary of War. One was a man by the name of Jacob Dickinson, who was an attorney for Skull and Bone E.H. Harriman's railroads, the Illinois Central Railroad. And then after Dickinson left the War Department, he appointed fellow bonesman Henry Stimson. And people that are old like you and me know that the head of the Department of War for World War One and World War Two was Henry Stimson.
Right.
So I'm just appalled by this article that leaves you know, so much out. And you can go directly to the descendants who were totally involved. You look at the Birch Society, it was pretty positive about Robert Taft, and they correctly identified Eisenhower through the book The Politician. I encourage people to read that. But Robert Taft, after his battles with Eisenhower and so forth, again, in Wikipedia, talks how he tried to curb the excess red-baiting of Joe McCarthy. And, of course, Joe McCarthy's biggest sin was to expose George Marshall and the Marshall Plan, the creation of a European Union. Now, the son of Robert Taft became William Howard Taft, worked in the CIA, and he was part of the Marshall Plan aid mission. William Howard Taft IV was the assistant to Caspar Weinberger, who was, you know, featured in the communist papers as a good guy in San Francisco, and his assistant was Richard Armitage, in charge of all the drug trafficking and so forth. It was his buddy, he was involved, William Howard Taft III was involved in creating Freedom House, which was founded by Wendell Willkie, who wrote a book, One World, and Eleanor Roosevelt, who I think takes the cake. She belonged to 103 different Communist Front organizations. And they supported the Marshall Plan, they supported the NATO, and they were against Joseph McCarthy. They were formed in 1941, so their purpose was laid out before the end of the war. I mean, the United Nations and the Foundation for the World Government was laid out by these people of Skull and Bones, which are family satellites, just like the Bushes. And the author of this article is Steve Bias, B-Y-A-S, of the New American. So I'm amazed to find this guy, this article in this magazine. And actually, I encourage people to get the magazine because it's usually pretty reliable. But in this case, it seems like the editor or somebody was asleep at the switch.
Wow. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, and the editor, I just was on Wiki here. I noticed one or two things. He apparently has interviewed a number. Let's get his name here. Jeffrey Rosen. Looks like he was a Juris Doctor's degree from Yale. Of course, that's New Haven. That's the headquarters of Skull and Bones. It says he often appears on National Public Radio, which is government or controlled. He's a commentator for legal affairs on the New Republic, and of course we could go into that background sometime. But it said that he suggested that when when he interviewed Alina Kagan that she modeled herself after Louis Brandeis. Of course, Louis Brandeis was a key figure in the secret society of Parashim, which was involved in the formation of the Federal Reserve. So I'm just absolutely blown away by the misrepresentation or the lack of scholarliness on this article, this two-page article in the New American.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many red flags concerning William Howard Taft. I mean, if we're going to ignore the secret societies and just play the left-right game, that's been the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Well, we'll be back in a moment with more. We'll hopefully add Deborah as well. Dr. Bill here.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have, of course, Gary Richard Arnold joined with Deborah Tavares. Gary's been going over William Howard Taft and, of course, the globalist scheme. This scheme goes back hundreds, if not thousands of years. It goes all the way back to Atlantis. You can see the various signposts like the Magna Carta back almost 1,000 years ago. You have to understand these things are globalist, they're exoplanetary and extra-dimensional, and their level of intelligence and scheme is so evil. The average person can't believe that they even exist, do they?
Yeah. No, it's not bad choices. People always move into, they think it's a bad choice, or there's a bad person, or there's a bad program. It's not. These things are deliberate, and they're designed to move and control you. It's also not for the profit. A lot of people blame the big companies and this and that it's because of the profit. No, it's not. It's for the control. Just like Hollywood. They don't make movies for the profit. They make it for the control and the brainwashing.
Yeah, it's with the wizard stick, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, and so it's interesting because I think people do misunderstand that there's not the need for money. It's all phony fiat currency and printed money anyway. It is for the control. And it's for the not only the sheer idea of control, but also the expansiveness that they get with murder and rape and sex and literally the child trafficking and all of the bloodletting and all of the rituals that they do in Bohemian Grove. I know, Gary, you and I and Anthony and others were at the Grove a couple of years in a row talking about the events that would occur at Bohemian Grove here in Northern California. People don't believe or don't realize the power that they get from the rape and murder and creating snuff films, killing children. And so it is as satanic and as brutal as it gets. And when you
that's why they have their death rites, like Skull and Bones, or the cremation of children. You've got Jim Jones up there in San Francisco, who had the rent-a-mob for the politicians in Sacramento and in San Francisco. And Jim Jones provided the children for Bohemian Grove and for the elite. And of course, the elite has been there. Daniel Coit Gilman, the incorporator of Skull and Bones, was the third head of the University of California. And you've got the, you know, the trilateralist, whether it's Dianne Feinstein or Mayor Bradley years ago in Los Angeles. David Packard in the Central Coast here that funded Leon Panetta and together with Rockefeller. It's all the same deep family banking networks that control their people through these satanic rituals to move everything out of their brains so that they have docile servants.
Well, don't you agree? Don't you agree, Gary, that by and large now the population is lobotomized by the takedown of the food supply? People are eating way too much flour and sugar. Generally, people are overweight. They have foggy thinking. Then you add on all of the other poisons and chemicals added into the water, the overhead aerosol spraying programs that have ignited all these fires along with directed energy weapons here in Northern California, and all the smoke. Now, after the heavy fires, we were very heavily chemtrailed, which held all the smoke down low, so we were just basting in smoke from all of the fires, not just the smoke from the fires here a year ago when Santa Rosa and other adjacent counties were being destroyed, but also from the Redding fire, we were seeped in smoke all the way on down to San Francisco. And I don't know what smoke you may have suffered from, Gary, but even the fires in the town of Paradise, we were inundated with smoke. And we're certainly being challenged in so many directions.
Well, as you remember, the NASA report they're talking about,
yes,
they now have a legal way to do it where they don't have the dagger in their hand, a legalized weaponry that they can use. And they do it by such increments that they don't have the knife in their gun. Because if you test any one thing, somebody can be drinking fluoride water for most of their life and maybe only lose 12 points of IQ, and their offspring are the ones that are damaged. You look at the number of males now losing their fertility across the United States. That should tell people, but I see nobody alarmed.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. In fact, another document you referred to, the NASA war document that you and I were talking about years ago, and I remember when you and I were at the conspiracy conference and we were talking about smart meters. That was back in, I think, 2011, 2012, and ringing the bell then. But then you look at the other document, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and I was just thinking about it because we've now just discovered this unbelievable web of global accounting. It's a one-world accounting system that has woven its reality into every government in every city across the entire country. And I was thinking about what it says in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and it talks about how the silent weapons aspect shoots situations instead of bullets, and they say it's propelled by data processing and or accounting instead of chemical reaction or explosion. And they say originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder,
yeah,
and from a computer instead of a gun, operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman.
I spent a lot of discussion many years ago with our gentleman that we talked about that has, you know, been disabled by a stroke. And
yes, Anthony Hilder.
Anthony Hilder. And what we talked about was one of my very first exposures to the really dark side of the New World Order, beyond the being recruited in 1969 to go to MIT Nuclear Physics, was in... once I got security clearances to go to CECOM, and on July 10th, 1994, taken to 18 miles east of Colorado Springs and Garbage Dump Row to Falcon Air Force Base, which is three or higher levels of security in NORAD. And you have to understand all these banker things, all the omniscient social media that are run by our intel agencies. For example, Zuckerberg that runs, I think it's Facebook, actually was recruited by the NSA, the No Such Agency. And I used to be a doctor taking care of Delta Force and Special Ops and all these other guys.
Right. Well, it's part of Grayline, which is both the Mossad and the CIA and in Qtel. You're exactly right.
Right. And the fact is all their intel agencies are run by the Israeli government. And the Israeli government itself, Israel itself and Saudi Arabia are just proxy states. They're actually run by the SAD. The SAD actually erected and is constructing super state Europe. It's not by their own will. People don't realize the Bilderbergers and these other agencies are actually agencies and organizations and globalist organizations set up by the our intel agencies. And our intel agencies actually came from the, you would call the channeling super religious agency that was tied to Adolf Hitler, called the Geldzulenschaft Society. It goes back to these religious people that would channel transdimensional entities in Nazi Germany. So people don't realize Nazism wasn't nationalism. It was a transdimensional group of wizards that were literally trying to transform the world with their thought. There's an alternative show.
Very close to the setting up of the elimination, the Georgia Protocols. MITRE, M-I-T-R-E, is located near Langley, and as you know, MITRE is a organization that's staffed with a number of ex-CIA people from Wolseley to...
but all these people go right back where a transplant. There were 100,000 technicians, scientists, and intel agents transplanted from Nazi Germany to America, which was a nidus for the OSS, that later became the CIA, the NSA, and the 17th Division called SAD, the special activities of the CIA that killed not only Kennedy, but literally overshadows and controls the state of Israel hell and the state
of
Saudi Arabia.
It's killing us now.
They're running the world. And in fact, it was the Presidential Directive 51 put in by George Bush Jr. and the financial collapse of 2008. They run most of the world, and Barack Obama and our current guy Trump only has partial power.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Com.
One of the things I want to warn, actually, those Bilderbergers and high-level Masons, and you understand this, includes people like Trump and his father, who were 33rd-degree Masons. His uncle, by the way, is the one who got Nikola Tesla's, latest technology.
Secrets.
Yeah. It was actually Trump's uncle that got them. So people have to understand, these people are deep. And the fact is, in the Brown Church in Italy, and this is an example of how the devil does it, he kills or neutralizes his highest-level minions, or neutralizes them, or whatever, ensnares them, so that they get destroyed, so the Brown Shirts, which include the high-level universities, schools, and globalists and billionaires, they're not the last to go. They're the first to go.
That's right, because, they've done their job. And again, we're getting
close to the culmination. Now, the only thing that's going to stop this is Matthew 24, in which we see over the Christmas holiday a number of, I think up to 600 Indonesians died with this volcano that went off. There was no warning, buoys in the water, or anything. What we have is earthquakes and volcanoes, because Matthew 24 is the thing that's going to cut off the New World Order. if you have 2,000 city states and you don't have 5G network and a worldwide internet, you don't have a new world order, because if without demonic and luciferic omniscience and banker control of money, it's gone. And that's going to cut it off. In other words, there's going to be a time of global ecological cataclysm caused by a lithospheric disjunction where the crust of the earth moves on the mantle. And it's not going to kill everybody, but it's going to cause a lot of destruction. If you don't get away from the coast, if you aren't ready for prepping for loss of power grid and for water and food, even for just a month or two, you don't have to survive long. This event's only going to last about 2 months. But people don't have any preparation. By the second week, they'll be eating their pets, and by the third or fourth week, they'll be eating their children.
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, Dr. Bill, I was fortunate enough to run into Ted Turner during a talk when he was saying 85% of the population needed to go. And he was talking about the process of what that was going to look like. And he talked about cannibalism. In fact, Gary Anthony...
Soylent Green, right?
Yeah. Well, Anthony Hilder filmed my recounting that visit with Ted Turner. And Anthony has that up.
People can find it under Terrible Ted Turner on YouTube. It was still up the last time I looked, thank God. People listening, look up Terrible Ted Turner, or the Terrible Ted, and you'll find our friend Deborah Tavares here explaining the meeting she went to while people, the numb minds, were sitting there applauding their own execution.
That's right. And so as we roll into 2019, I guess the only thing that I would like to say in parting for the roll into 2019 is just stay tuned to StopTheCrime.net, follow our work on YouTube, listen to the radio shows, share the valuable information that you hear all of us talking about, and prepare just what you heard Dr. Deagle talk about.
And by the way, we'll have you on this show regularly, at least an hour a week or more. We'll be doing more videos. We'll have also our co-broadcasts, like Gary has a show on our radio.co network. So you can go to our archives at deagle-network.com. You'll see it. We're also going to put on every platform, Alexa, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, Google+, whatever. But Blueberry is going to be the main place where you can actually find the show. There's going to be a listen live button to listen to all the shows on the network. There'll be podcast buttons so you can listen to the podcasts. And, of course, over on our Vimeo channel, I'm massively expanding it. So you're going to see a lot more free videos and everything on every topic you can imagine that are from not only our wellness conditions and health to recover, but also on what's going on in the real world, because you're not going to hear this from other broadcasters on this network or anywhere else. You're not. You're going to
That's
go up
exactly
to a certain
right.
level. You're going to go to a certain point, and a red line is going to say, don't cross that line. And
right.
they're not going to cross. So we don't. We're red line and box agnostics. We cross the lines.
Well, I think it's important for people to move into the next year with hope. And
yeah.
I think that they get hope by learning reality.
Well, the ultimate reality is this. Our God is God. He's not nervous. He's on the throne. And there's no past or future to God. Everything is now. So
yeah,
we have to understand we're the players. But what I like to say with Yeshua Jesus, I'm the bait bucket guy. I'm not the fisherman. I carry the bait bucket. So do you. And we're all called as revealers of the truth. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord. We are part of the eternal body of the coming bride of God, which means human race is a tremendous destiny. I just got a request from one of my doctor colleagues, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, is Hebrew, and he's also into alternative care in Arizona. This guy's amazing, Dr. Cousins. And he said a really interesting thing here. He says, Genesis 1:20, he says, gave it a divine to be fruitful and multiply. And he showed two elephants walking across the road in, I think, Africa. And then he talked about how the globalists are celebrating decreased fertility rates below sustainability, which means the population of the world is going to collapse. And not only collapse, we're going to see where the elderly population can't be taken care of because there's not yet enough young. For example, in China, there's not enough young to take care of their parents and grandparents.
And that's all been designed. And
it's all by design.
Yep, and what is important is for everybody that's listening, do some reading over the holidays. Read those climate action plans that are in your city. Type in the name of your city, followed by climate action plan, and read what they have in store for you, the kinds of requirements to literally stop using water, electricity, massive resource inaccessibility, so that you can change the weather. So all of you need to understand these plans are in play. They're insane. their death plans. It's all part of the genocide program.
Well, look who's been behind the chemtrails and the smart meters. You go to MITRE and also Fort Meade. The first chairman of MITRE was Rowan Gaither, and he was the head of the Ford Foundation, who said that their purpose was to so alter the U.S. that it could comfortably merge with that of the Soviet Union. They were looking for common people, you know, drone-like people. It would be the same world round. And that's been their goal and their...
Yeah, but what they want ultimately is they want one sex and 40 genders. They don't want people to reproduce. They want you to submit your punch biopsy of your forearm, and if you're licensed, you can reproduce. You can create a genetic hybrid of you and your male partner if you're homosexual or your female partner, or genetically engineer to take your ova and sperm and create a new human, basically where they eliminate specific gene complexes they don't want so you'll resist the state. People don't believe this. They even have a vaccine against the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor that makes you have what's called the God complex, that makes you think of a higher power. People don't understand. The super state is entirely evil to the point where the average person can't conceive that this level of evil exists, but it does. It's
and a that's the eugenic society with Cold Harbor Experimental Lab with Prescott Bush and Margaret Sanger and the rest of them. It's all verifiable.
Right.
And everything is documented, and I really appreciate, Gary, your knowledge of all the players. I've always commended you.
Yeah,
with being
he's the most knowledgeable I've ever met. I mean, he's right up there with Anthony Hilder. Right up there with Anthony. Yeah.
And I want to say, as I sign off for this year, I cannot give you enough appreciation. I think it's radio shows like this where we come together and we embolden one another with knowing what's going on, sharing our information to embolden others. So that's
Deborah, we are the high priestesses and priests of God's kingdom, and without us, without our wisdom, which is the walking wisdom in our flesh, besides the Bible, it says, before the day of destruction, I'll bring a famine, not of bread and water, but of the word, which is not just the reading of the Bible interpretation correctly with locksmiths of the Most High God, but us that have wisdom. And there's going to be a cutting off. There's going to be a time of cutting off where, in many countries, if you say these things that we say today in Europe now, or in Canada, you go to jail. If you do it in many countries, they kill you.
Well,
for example,
that's interesting that you're talking about that, because I do roundtables now with people out of Spain and Zurich, Switzerland, and the Czech Republic out of Prague, and they're all talking about massively have free speech right now.
I don't know if it's good for you. Maybe you need to repeat that.
I'm sorry?
Go repeat it. Maybe you got cut off for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was saying that I'm in regular contact with people out of Spain, out of Zurich, Switzerland, out of the Czech Republic, in Prague, and they're already talking about the enormous reduction of freedom of speech. So, for everybody, Happy New Year. Keep talking. Keep learning. Get this out far and wide.
Happy New Year, Deborah, Gary, and all our co-hosts and all the people out there that are willing to ask better questions. We not yet have all the answers, but if you seek the Most High God and you seek truth with the best questions your soul and your mind can gather, you'll eventually, the truth will open up, because the water of great questions will water the lotus flower of the answers, and the flower petals of the answer will open to your eyes.
Best to you, and I'll be good to your families.
God bless, and may 2019 be a year of blessings, not cursings. May you have a wonderful, safe, and happy New Year. And everyone will be back on Wednesday here on Genesis and elsewhere. We'll be doing a radio.co broadcast. We'll work hard to try to see if we can merge all these things together to get more word out to everyone. God.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.